Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. And joining me, two great people, very wise, very wonderful, Mylon Yurkovich. Hey, Mylon, how you doing?
Hey, Steve. Great to be with you today.
And Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hi there.
Hey, guys. Love seeing you both.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're all here. We're three of us here for a long time. And if you want to join us on the program, it is 1-800-229-3000. And I hope that you'd be willing to do that, that you'd just join us, just come on board. Hey, guess what? Today, well, it's one of my favorite days. It is Boss's Day. Why does the boss need a day? I don't know.
I thought National Bosses Day was next Monday.
No, it's today.
Really?
Did you forget your boss?
I did. I
guess
forgot them.
You are a boss.
I didn't know that.
So you better have some little
cups or goodies
on your desk today when you go in.
Well, then I'm off. But that's not the first time I've ever been off.
Of Bosses Day?
No, off of it. Lots of stuff.
Hey, listen.
Day late, dollar short, week early.
Oh, we need to help you
so,
out
So, Steve,
here.
That sounded like you were maybe dropping a hint or something.
I don't know.
Since you're our boss.
So what was on your desk today? We want to know.
Big old stack of stuff to get ready to go to
Greece.
On a trip. So that was it. Anyway, if you have a boss, well, you could say, hey, thanks. Or, you know, you could use this as a great day to remember the big boss up there or wherever up is in heaven. God, and just say, maybe today's a great day on Boss's Day to remind myself to let God be the boss.
No,
how
but,
about that?
But you're right. You're right. God is the big boss. But really, here on earth, bosses are often the people that are overlooked. Everybody kind of feels entitled to not have to say much to your boss because he's the one or she's the one that pays your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
But to think about them today and offer them some gratitude.
Right. Yep.
Think about what can you offer them in light of a phrase of gratitude.
So
it means a lot to people.
So what would we say to Steve right now, you and me?
I would say, Steve, people have no idea how hard you work behind the scenes to keep New Life going afresh.
Take your time.
I'm serious. People really don't know how many hours you spend to keep things going and keep it fresh. And so thank you for all you do. Mm.
And I've
you
never seen,
are welcome.
And I've never seen a guy juggle more balls in the air than Steve. And rarely, if ever, does a ball drop. He always somehow catches it, even if it's a fraction of an inch off the floor, and it always comes through. And you know what? You take on a lot of things. You have a big vision. You're a believer in people. You see the best in people and in opportunities, and you are just great to work with. So
well, thank you guys, and I'm really
appreciate
glad I brought this up.
I'm glad you brought this
super.
Up too. Yeah.
That's amazing. But let me just say to everybody, you know, I was writing a letter today and writing down why I think New Life has been around for 30 years, and it's people like these, the great people that work with me, have made it happen. Now, when we come back, I got to tell you something kind of sad. When we come back, and I hope you'll listen to this. It's in regards to the book that we're offering this month, Loving, Understanding and Loving a Person with Depression. That's our gift to you, a gift of any amount. We want you to have it. And I co-authored that with Dr. Brenda Hunter. I'll talk about that in just a minute. I was down at Focus on the Family last week with Dave Stoop. We did some interviews on Take Your Life Back. Those are going to air November 15th and 16th. Pretty excited about that. That's a great organization, Focus on the Family. We've had Jim Daly on here several times, and we appreciate all that they do. Well, we'll be right back. Don't forget, 1-800-NEW-LIFE is a lifeline to help you can get today.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and I created this wellness center series, and it's about 8 different problems that people live with, such as if you're living with someone with borderline personality disorder, narcissism, and I involve several great people to help. And one of those folks is Brenda Hunter, and she co-wrote this book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Depression. Last week, Brenda died of pneumonia.
Oh, you're kidding.
It is one of the most tragic things. I still am having a hard time understanding it, and but pray for her family.
Wow.
One of the wonderful things about this is that Brenda said, Dr. Hunter said, this is the book that I was born to write. She said, this is what I wanted to write. And that was before she ever got sick or anything. But she said, this is what I know about. I know about living with and understanding a depressed person. And she was so thrilled to be part of that series. And but pray for her family. What a tragedy. And it does remind us of how little in control we are of our lives. Things can just come out of nowhere, but pray for her. I also want to make a comment about this tragedy in Las Vegas. I was sick all last week and wasn't on the air. And people have struggled with motive and why and all of this. Here's a wealthy guy, and he does all this. And I want to just throw something at you because it's a challenge to all of us. I think all of us, when we mess up our lives, we're playing God. You know, we make vows that we're never going to do this, or we make conclusions like all people are bad or whatever. And so we're all kind of guilty of taking over, taking control, and playing God. When a man decides, I'm going to kill a bunch of people, it is the ultimate taking on the role of God. God is the one that gives life, takes life, and someone planning something like this is essentially saying, I'm going to be God for a few minutes here, and I'm going to be the one in control of someone else's life. Where does that come from? Well, you know, here's another thing. I think there is such an arrogance that breeds in people when they are angry and bitter with society, when they don't get the things they want. Mm. This guy obviously was a sex addict. He frequented prostitutes. He had a horrible background. His dad, as they said, was a psychopath. But think about this. In our arrogance, we want to prove that we're right and nobody else is wrong. And I just wonder if some of what he did was bred out of arrogance. I'm going to show these people that I can beat them. There's no security system that can protect people. I will show them how stupid they are, and I'm going to take these lives. And so when I look at some of the sins of like Sodom and Gomorrah, what were their sins? The Bible says they were arrogant, and they didn't care about people, and they were gluttonous. They consumed too much. And I think of this man who took these lives, showed everybody how smart he was with machine guns and automatic weaponry and all this kind of stuff. And I just wonder, was it an arrogant act of playing God? And then that says to me, Steve, where in your life are you arrogant? And where are you playing God? And let this be a challenge to you. Humble yourself. Get back in touch with the God who created you, the author of life, and the only person that should ever take a life. And I just wanted to share with folks, let's don't just think this was a crazy person we have no connection to. Mm-hmm. Let's use it to challenge our own selves and our own life and grow from it and continue to pray for those survivors, pray for the families of the survivors who have some big adjustments to make, and for those who died, the families of those who died so innocently, so senselessly. Pray for them, because it's a horrible, horrible thing. And here's what the big challenge is. When all the television cameras go away, when there's no more stories about any of this, you're left there in your sorrow and your pain, and you start to wonder, where is everybody? They've all gone away. That's the biggest challenge of all, is adjusting to that reality. So I wanted to share that with you. Sherry, mind any thoughts before we go to a phone call?
I think I just want to give a plug for the show you and I did on tragedy and trauma, because I think that would be a good resource for so many people to listen to. I know I was just watching on the news last night, somebody donated 58 crosses, and as the camera was going, you know, past each one, and I looked at each name, I thought, oh my goodness, that's someone that someone knows, that's a sister, a brother, a mother, a friend, and just devastating. It does really shock you when you see something like this happen, a senseless act of really rage. It's rage and perpetration.
It sure is. Mind on a thought here before we move on.
To your point about our arrogance, you know, I have people in my office every week who... All of us can be affected by people whose arrogance causes them to make a decision that robs my life of something. A decision to have an affair, a decision to treat a person unkindly, a decision to split up a family. They're being robbed of something, and this man robbed a lot of people of a lot of things. And arrogance puts us in a position where we choose to do what we want, which is not God's will. And when we do, we're robbing other people of life, love, liberty, freedom, choice, respect of their homes, their marriages. Mm. I'm thinking in terms of even marriage. The Bible says, let the marriage bed be undefiled. And when we take matters into our own hands and decide to cross those lines, we're robbing people. We're robbing families. And so this is what that man did. And yet it can affect us all by the choices we make.
Yep. All right. Well, just a couple of comments there. And we felt like we needed to address it. And we are praying for all of you folks who are still struggling and hurting. And for those of you where you had no part of this, but it stirred something up within you. It happens all the time. You get triggered by something like this. So I hope something that we've said is helpful. Just pray. Let's go to the phones, and let's talk right here with, how about Robert from Austin, Texas? I believe Robert listens to us on KBBW, and let's go to him. Robert, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thank you. You're right, good. It is KBBW.
Okay, well, how can we help today? What's going on in your life?
Well, I've been married for over 20 years, 22, going on 22 years. Okay. I met my wife, and we dated really for less than a month before we got married.
Okay.
And I love her dearly, but apparently there's been 1,000 paper cuts that has driven her to just unlove me.
Hmm.
You know, she just every little thing I do, and I admittedly, I, you know, but And then when I try, I usually say, well, I thought I did that. And she's like, you making excuses. And she just, you're just lying to me. You're lying about this. You know, why can't you man up and tell the truth? But, I may make an excuse or tell her a story of why it happened. But I always fess up to it. I mean, I'm not trying to hide it. I just said, you're right. I thought I locked the door, but I didn't. You know, and she just literally comes unglued and starts screaming at me and yelling at me. And is like, this reminds me of what you did yesterday wrong. And this reminds, mm-hmm. that reminds me of what okay. you did the day before.
All right. So it's a really contemptuous relationship. She's very, very full of rage. Ask a question that we could help you with in all of this. What are you curious about?
I can't. I don't know how. I mean, she wants me to agree with everything she says, and she's a Christian, and I believe deep down she loves me, but I don't know. I try and do the little things, and yes, I make mistakes, but what do I do to calm her spirit or her mind, when she just comes unglued over something so small and something that I've said that yes was probably incorrect.
Okay. So she's upset, and she certainly doesn't seem to like the way you respond when she tells you about being upset. It seems to make her more upset. Let's start with you, Mylan. What do you think when you hear about this kind of dynamic? I know both you and Sherry deal with this in your office all the time. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking?
Robert, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being high, how afraid are you of your wife?
I'm not physically, I'm not afraid.
I didn't say physically, emotionally, because I hear so much emotion in your voice, and I hear the pain of the accusation.
Emotionally, I'm a 9.
Oh, buddy, I'm so sorry.
Mm. Well, that's
I can tell. I can tell you're afraid, and it's killing you.
Mm-hmm.
I love her dearly.
I know you do, Robert. I want you to hear that I hear that pain. I want you to know I see where your fear is at. And I want to start there.
Okay.
This probably isn't the first time you felt afraid of other people. Do you think you ever?
I don't know.
Do you think you ever felt afraid of other people before? Maybe before you met your wife.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
That's all right. But I just want to acknowledge that you're working out of a place of fear. So when you say, what do I do? How do I manage this? First place we have to start is where are you at? And I think it's important to journal and write a statement about the level of fear that you're living in so that you're able to articulate to yourself and God the level of fear you're at. Because this constant criticism, the yelling, the raging, at you simply being human, Robert, you forgot to lock the door. You know, we all do that. But somewhere your wife has a history of pain where she gets triggered at people's failures, and you are the lightning rod, and you're just about burnt out. So number one, journal about that, write about that, and bring it before the Lord, your level of fear. Number two, you need to go to a marriage counselor and or a pastor who can help you with some sort of an intervention with her to discuss the core pattern that is going on in your lives. Because what you're going through isn't fair. It makes no difference what gender you are. Anybody that is the subject of this level of rage on a daily basis, that's not fair. And something has to be done.
Yeah, Robert, would she say she's a Christian, Robert?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
But she could be the most loving woman in the world.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how frequently would you say she's the most loving woman in the world?
Nearly as frequently as she can rage.
Mm-hmm. But that's,
let's let Sherry weigh in on this. She's got some good insight on this.
So, but Robert, that's the problem. Is you can't predict safety with her,
mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
It's a love-hate relationship. She harms you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend whose name is Leslie Vernick, and she wrote a book called The Emotionally Destructive Marriage. And in that book, she talks about the difference between an emotionally destructive marriage and emotionally disappointing marriage. What Steve and Mylan and I are hearing is it's destructive. Mm-hmm. You're being harmed.
Yeah.
And when you allow yourself to continue to be harmed in an effort to save her, it doesn't save her. In fact, she doesn't take you seriously.
Mm-mm.
Because she doesn't know that you how hurt you are, and that you might actually not only say, ouch, but you might need to step out of that marriage if her behavior doesn't change.
I agree.
And her knowing that you would not be afraid to take that step may be the only thing
she wants.
Of course she does. She is not healthy.
Right.
And she is harming you instead of getting help. And that's never okay in a marriage. It's not okay with us, and it's not okay with God.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and we're talking with Robert. Oh, my goodness, Robert. We just ache for you, and you know what? We're talking about fear, and you talked about fear, but what courage you've had. We were talking about how rare it is for a man to have the courage to call and ask for some help. So I'm just going to ask Sherry to you and to continue, and then Mylan, because we really want to help you. We want this to be the phone call of a lifetime for you. And I love these people here. They're so wise, and they know what you're going through. They know how to help you. So listen real close, because we really care about you today.
So, yeah. So I have a question, Robert. So what in you feels like you need to stay when she's harming her, and she's even telling you herself that she's being rageful with you because she wants you to leave? What keeps you there?
Because I love her.
Okay. When I hear you say that, and you're saying that through tears, I love her. I want to add a phrase. I love her, and she's hurting me. I love her, and she's hurting me. There's something called a trauma bond,
mm-hmm.
which happens when there is this promise somewhere hidden in a toxic relationship. And it's the promise that she's going to be nice again. Or maybe it's the promise you made when you took a vow to her and said, I will be with you and I will stay married to you. But a lot of abuse happens underneath well-meaning vows. And God cares tremendously about marriage. But he cares more about somebody's welfare. And if they're being harmed, it's not okay. So you say that you love her, and that's why you're staying. Do you love her when she harms you?
Yes, I love her all the time.
Okay. So if you, do you guys have kids? Do you have children?
I'm sorry. You broke up.
Yeah.
Do you have any kids?
Do you have any kiddos? Do you have children? How old's your youngest child?
Yes, we have one son.
One son.
18. He'll be 18.
Well, if somebody was raging at him and harming him, verbally abusing him, emotionally hurting him, would you say that's okay?
No.
Of course you wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't. You'd protect him. What we're all wondering about is what keeps you from protecting your heart like you would protect your son.
I don't know.
'Cause that's what you need to find.
Yeah.
Because you will be abused until you start protecting you like you protect your son.
You know what? You did something, Robert. You called us today. You've somehow hit a tipping point, and that's why you called us. You are looking for some help and guidance because somewhere you hit a wall. And I don't know what happened this weekend or this morning that started that, but you're ready to do something because you called us. Now, you need to get some help, Robert. You cannot do this alone. You have to have somebody alongside of you. Robert, I'm going to tell you something on national radio here that I usually don't say on national radio, but I'm going to take a great big risk. Your wife was my mom.
Wow. Okay.
I know what it's like to grow up in that house. My stomach was upset all the time. I lived in fear. It created a fearful, anxious child in me. I wish, and I've had so many people in my office just like Robert who wish that the other parent, if I was your 18-year-old son, would have taken me out of that home to protect me from all of this. We can be angry at the perpetrator, but then we can also be angry at the parent who's not protecting us because they are equally paralyzed.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so they can't protect the 18-year-old or the 17-year-old. She hasn't been doing this for just ever since your son turned 18. She's been doing this for a long time. I can tell you that.
Yes.
And so the question comes, so when do you ever get to a place where you say enough is enough? And you're going to need help to do that. And it's going to be hard. Your wife won't like it, but she needs to have her bluff called.
Because the thing is, Robert, if you don't take a step back, she won't get help. So, you know, we're not saying divorce her necessarily. We're just saying take a step out. When you actually step back and maybe even separate temporarily, you're going to see she's going to flip back and she's going to be desperate to have you stay. And at that point, you're going to say, I will only consider staying if you have a medical evaluation. She might have bipolar disorder, which is cyclical.
She suffers some from depression and OCD.
Okay.
You know.
But non-medicated, those brain issues can cause harm.
And but when she gets on the medicine, it just makes her sick.
Okay, but she might be on the wrong medicine, and so you don't want to give up just because a medicine didn't work. Now, you called a Christian show, and we didn't say to you, oh, you've got to be kinder, more gentle, it's up to you, you can... we've said she's got a real problem, but you're going to have to make a bold move if it's going to change. Because we've seen people like this continue to be abusive.
Good. I'm glad you're leaving.
Okay.
Then that's a choice you have to be willing to live with.
That's right. But staying like this is not going to get you any better or her either.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at TV.NewLife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of TV.NewLife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. I'm going to ask everybody to just pray for Robert. Oh, what a tough situation. And Mylan's revealed his experience, and Sherry's, we're going to send this book by her friend Leslie Vernick, who's been on the program. She's really so wise. And I want to let Sherry make one final comment, but as Mylan and I were saying, this differentiation between an emotionally difficult relationship and an emotionally abusive relationship makes all the difference in the world. Sherry, anything else you want to add here?
Well, hey, yeah, it's often that I see, and with someone like Robert, it could be there, that the thing that Robert is more afraid of, even more afraid of his wife hurting him, is afraid of being alone. It's a fear of being by himself. And so we often tolerate the intolerable because we're too afraid to step out and take a step back or away from somebody that's harming us. And that fear of being alone holds you hostage to being hurt.
That's why in Henry's book, Changes That Heal, the brilliance of that book, as that was the first book that ever helped me learn to grow up back in 1986, by the way. And one of the sections in that book, the second one, a major section, is called Learning to Separate from Others, which then became Boundaries. But I don't want to have lost in the discussion of boundaries what you're saying here about Robert. It's hard for Robert to separate from others, and I had to struggle with the same issue as an adult myself.
Yeah.
How do I separate and tolerate separation and perhaps disapproval and rejection? The need to be close, overly close, keeps us caught in a vortex of victimhood.
Mm-hmm. And many of us have been in that same situation, and you know, people will see it and they go, well, why don't you just do this? Why don't you do this? But it's a complex situation, and really, I think until you come to that place where you say, if I just continue to do what I'm doing, nobody's going to get better.
Right.
And I've got to be willing to experience the worst thing if I'm ever going to have a shot at something good. And let me just say this, everybody. You know, 1 Corinthians 13 says, you can say you're a great Christian or whatever, but if you don't have love, I mean, if you're not a loving person, God is love. Why do we love? God is love. And if you experience God's love, it should be flowing through you. And if there's a problem with your love relationship with God, you're probably full of fear and anxiety, and meanness probably comes out of you rather than God's love. If that's the case, you can do something about it. You just have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll say, okay, here's a book, here's a program, here's a counselor in your area, or here's a weekend. All you have to do is call. Why don't you call? Do you want to be better? Do you find yourself in a situation similar or just like what Robert's in? We can help you. We've got people that want to talk to you. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go back to the phones. I want to talk to Wesley from Boston, Massachusetts. Wesley, how are you, buddy? How's it going?
Hi, sir. I'm very good. And yourself?
I'm doing okay. I've, you know, I'm trying to bring Sherry and mine along with me here today on Boss's Day. But other than that, yeah, things are really good here. So how are you? And what can we help you with? What's on your mind?
No, you guys have done already. You guys helped me already. I have a struggle with sexual. And I went to Every Man's Battle this weekend, Friday,
okay.
Saturday, Sunday.
In Pittsburgh,
and
you went.
They just changed. Pittsburgh, exactly, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And from there on in my life, I can feel today the difference and change my life. Mm. And I encourage every listener right now to, if you have a struggle with a sexual, you think you cannot handle, you're going to need help.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, he said, Wesley, I'm going to pray for you. Everything is going to go away. And he prayed. I said, it didn't went well because I don't need to pray. I need to understand why I'm doing this. Why
there you go.
The situation. And, yeah. And when everything became clear to me, I could understand why I was on that situation. And the heal just came. After that, the heal just came. I encourage everyone to participate. Everyone's every man's battle.
And, well, let me ask you this real quick. Sure I appreciate you encouraging men to do this, but what's different today? What's different
what
for you?
What is different today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could be different with my wife, with my family. I could act now. I have tools. So when I have a problem, they give you tools so you can fight with the struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I just want to apologize for my poor English.
That's pretty good to me. We're here.
Thank you. And I have now I have people that was on the same situation, and it's one from another. Everybody helps another, and that's make me feel that I'm not alone.
So something that you probably didn't share with anybody, now you have guys coming alongside and helping you with it. I'm so glad that you called,
exactly.
And I hope and pray that somebody listening would say, I want to do that. I want to be that. And God bless you, Wesley, for doing that. And I'm going to send you.
It's going to change. It's going to change your life.
I know that. If you stay after that same path you're on right now, it will change your life. I'm going to send you this little book, How We Love, that Mylon and Kay wrote. They've just revised it. But it takes you from what you learned at Every Man's Battle, how not to be involved in lustful sex, pornography, things like that. And then it helps you to try to understand the difficulties and the ways then that we effectively can start to connect with someone else. It's really, really powerful. I'll send that to you. And our way saying thanks to you. I'll also mention we do need your help here. We can't reach out to guys like this on radio. We can't do the workshops unless you support us. And if you support us for a gift of any amount, we will be happy to send you Dr. Brenda Hunter. She and I wrote this book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Depression. And I hope and pray that you'll get that. And whatever you do, support us or just call us with whatever you're struggling with. We really do want to help you. All right, let's go back to our calls. And by the way, if you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. And let's go to Connie. She's calling from Washington, D.C., WAVA, the great station there. Hi, Connie. Welcome to New Life.
Thank you so much. I so enjoy listening to you. I Uber, and when I don't get riders, I listen to you all the time. So thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that you have a great, great service there that you're providing folks. I like to use it all the time.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How can we help?
Yes. Go ahead.
Go ahead. How could we help?
Well, I'm trying to not make this so complicated and drawn out. I transitioned from Florida about 2 years ago. I lost my husband. He was on dialysis for 9 years. I had owned and operated through the state a nursing home. So I folded that up, left my house behind, and my son said, "Mother, you need to be up with family here in the Virginia area, D.C. area. So I want you to come live with me for a while and until we figure this out." Well, the 2 years, and his wife has been unfaithful in the past, and we feel she is now, and she distanced herself. Now, we all are strong Christians.
Mm-hmm.
In church every single Sunday. My son especially, everything is by the Bible, everything. Any questions, he knows exactly where to send me, more so than I. The thing is, talking to him last night, I just cried because he says, you know, my wife, she doesn't even speak to me. She's acting different again. And we've got two grandsons. And my son is such a strong leader as well. He's an engineer. And they're all engineers in his family. Very smart. But there's an evil side to her. And we're trying to grasp what's going on. She won't even talk to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's the question for us? I think we see he's in desperate...
Yeah, and the question is, I want him to divorce her. Because I'm very, let's put it this way, I'm very in-tuned to people. And I keep saying, his mother, I can't divorce her because it's not biblical.
Wait a second.
God wants
She had an affair, right? She had an affair, right?
Several.
Divorce is biblical in that case, right?
Well, that's what I thought.
Said he knew all the answers in the Bible there, but he's overlooking that. Yeah.
He said, regardless, Mom, she would have to die.
So what is the question for us? What's the question for us then?
The question is, how should I direct my son?
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm lost for words.
All right. We're going to act like we're his parent, and we're going to help you how we would direct him. You're listening to New Life Live, and if you'll just call us, we'll help you at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal it?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again.
You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to
fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we're back, and we're in one of these situations where Connie has a son. The son's married to somebody that's, she's been unfaithful. She's kind of, Connie's work, not a very nice person. And Connie wants her son to divorce her. The boy, who supposedly is a theologian, in her mind, says, I can't. It's not in the Bible. Let's start with you, Sherry. What do you think? What would you say, or what would you think would be good for Connie to say to this boy?
Well, Connie, I think the bigger problem is how to support your son when he's not ready to let go of his wife who's having the affair. Because as much as you want him to leave her, he's not there yet. He's still fighting for her, and I don't know how well he's fighting, because it sounds like he's tolerating a lot and may not have the right help in order to sort through his betrayal trauma is really what he's experienced. But the idea that you're trying to tell him to leave her when he's not wanting to leave at this point is like, you know, punching the wind with your fists. You're not going to get anywhere.
And Mylon, the thought here before...
I would call it mother overreach.
Yeah.
That she's trying to overreach into a territory that she needs to back away from. This is the concept of leaving and cleaving. You know, the words are, you know, I told him to, or he should, or how do I direct my son? And, you know, one of the things that I think he probably knows her wishes, but to be able to back away and to be able to allow, like you said, for him in his timing to decide what he wants to do at his time.
Yeah.
And it's a growth journey for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to say that if you have any potential to have a connection with him, it's to say, I understand why you wouldn't want to leave versus you should, until he gets to that place. Because every time you say you should leave her, he's just going to try to defend himself. So support him in his indecision, trying to get him to see that you are after his heart, not just some result with her. I will send you a book to give to him, Take Your Life Back, and I think it will give him some courage.
Mm-hmm.
In there, it challenges you to value yourself enough to defend your value rather than just feel like this is all God wants me to do. Well, right now, I want to talk to somebody, a very special person, Jeff Alexander. Jeff, are you there, Jeff?
Hey, Steve, how are you doing?
Good. Jeff runs our call center there in Dallas. And Jeff, I want people to know your heart and the heart of those that are there. When they support the ministry, they're supporting you and some great people there who want to help folks in any way possible. Tell us about that.
Oh, absolutely. We love getting calls from folks, that listen to our radio show that are looking for help. And, you know, help get them to maybe a counselor, suggest some resources, you know, a small group, pray with them, get them to, you know, a workshop, something to help them, and then follow up and see how they're doing.
And it's not easy. They resist so often. They have an objection to everything, don't they?
That's exactly right. One after another, a lot of times, well, that won't work, or this won't work, or things like that. And so we stick with them and encourage them. It's not always on the first call that you get someone to move toward getting help. It takes a few times sometimes.
And you know, that's really what I hear on the ground, Jeff, at our workshops. I'm amazed how many people come up and they will name you all by name.
Yeah, they
and
sure
they
did.
Will say, I wouldn't be here this weekend if it wasn't for Jeff, or if it wasn't for one of our other team players. Mm-hmm. And I love that, because it isn't just a one and done call. You all really do care about the folks that call in, and you desire for them to get assistance. And it's like you hold their hand until they get to that place of support that they need.
Don't you think coaxing is the word here?
Mm-hmm.
That is the byword. We all have to coax people into growth many times.
Yeah.
And Jeff, that's what you're saying, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You know, sometimes you might have to coax a little stronger than others, but that's exactly right. Is just stick with them, and you know, and care enough and love them enough to do that.
Yeah.
And
Jeff, why do you want people to support New Life? What does it matter to you that people support this ministry?
Well, you know, it just, we're able to help so many people. And I think we hear a lot that, you know, this ministry is doing things that no one else is doing, or a lot of others aren't doing. And so, you know, that's important to me.
Yeah,
and it keeps us up and going. So, not to mention that.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, thanks for what you do. And let me just say to anybody, when you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, there's a Jeff there. There's somebody you can trust. We have men. We have women. And they go to work every day, and they care about you, and they want to help you. But here's the thing. We're not very good at going through the phone book, or I don't even know if we have phone books anymore, and figuring out, hey, we should call this person. They're probably struggling today. Although it is amazing when we do call people and thank them for their support, how many times it was just the right time. But please don't wait for somebody to call you. Don't wait for somebody to knock on your door. Just pick up the phone and call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE for help. And then if you can help us, please do support this ministry. It's part of the Wellness Center, the Wellness Series. It's called Understanding and Loving a Person with Depression. Dr. Brenda Hunter, the last book she wrote here, and we'll send that to you, our way of saying thanks for a gift of any amount. It's yours. We'll send it to you. Couple of reminders, Every Man's Battle is November the 3rd in Orange County and December the 1st in Dallas. And if you're a woman married to, dating, used to, whatever, to a man who's got a sexual integrity problem, have him call us or you call. About 75% of the calls are from the woman of that man. So just call us. But if you're a man, oh my goodness, call right now and say, I'm going to get this taken care of. I'm going to get it out of the way. Restore is Hope for a Woman's Heart. That is November the 10th. Hope for a Woman's Heart. And then Living Light. That's our weight loss program. That's January the 26th in Washington, D.C. Pretty amazing what we get to see happen when people transform their lives. Let me leave you with a scripture today. I think it's one that it applies to everybody. Kind of started talking about it at the beginning. It's James 4:10, and it says, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. How many times have we discovered that us trying to lift ourselves up under our own power only produces failure, frustration, and just a worse situation? When we surrender our lives to the Lord, when we humble ourselves before the Lord, he steps in. He honors that humility. And so often, we're so afraid. We're so afraid that we can do nothing but defend, nothing but challenge other people. But when we finally come to the end of ourselves and say, I don't need to be afraid because God loves me, it's going to be okay no matter what, that's when the Lord steps in and lifts us up. We think maybe he isn't there because we don't feel it. Or we think we've gone too far, but we haven't. He loves us. And just as he was coming after Adam and Eve after they sinned in the garden, he's coming after you. He wants you. He loves you. He cares about you. If you're having a hard time experiencing that love, please call us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's a number that literally could change everything for you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. My thanks to Dr. Sherry Keffer, full of wisdom. Mylon Yurkovich, thank you so much. Thanks to both of you for being here with me. God bless you, and everybody have a wonderful boss's day. And don't be so bossy if you're a boss. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.